Florida A&M University began its life as the State Normal College for Colored Students on October 3, 1887, with 15 students and two instructors. But getting to 125 years old hasn't been easy for the school. Its student body helped launch the Tallahassee bus boycott of the 1950s and the lunch counter sit-ins of the 1960s. As the state's only public historically black university, FAMU's value would be questioned again and again. In the late 1960s, the school fought for its very survival as state lawmakers considered merging the school with Florida State University.
FAMU is an exceptional place. It has an exceptional history. But mixed in with that exceptional history are tremendous moments of turmoil.
That's FAMU's 8th president, Frederick Humphreys. His 17-year term as president marked a period of growth at the school. In 1997, FAMU would reach its peak, being named Time Magazine Princeton Review's College of the Year. But then Humphreys left, and a series of bad financial audits led to accreditation woes. Two presidents have come and gone, and the school is now trying to recover from the hazing death of a drum major which gained national attention.
Yeah, I really believe that any time an organization goes through a period of turmoil, it is easy to lose the forest for the trees if you're not careful.
State University System Chancellor Frank Brogan heads Florida's public university system, and Brogan says he knows times have been hard, but he also says the school's contributions in terms of human capital shouldn't be forgotten.
Producing students in areas of business, in areas of pharmacy, in areas of architecture, to make sure people remember that future leaders are coming out of Florida A&M University every single day, regardless of the circumstances that surround the institution.
Despite the school having the lowest graduation rate among Florida's public universities, it's still one of the nation's top producers of African-American baccalaureate degrees and a top producer of graduate degrees for black students in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math. And FAMU's 10th president, James Ammons, says the school also has historical value.
When you take a look at historically black colleges and universities, they serve so many purposes, but one of the main ones is that they are the repository of African-American history and culture.
Ammons recently resigned in the wake of the hazing scandal. As Florida's only public historically black university, FAMU stands out from the rest of its state university system counterparts.
When you consider that Florida A&M University started October 3rd, 1887, I would think by a vote that could only be called an act of God.
That's FAMU's 9th president, Fred Gaines. He says FAMU has helped provide access to higher education to students who would otherwise be locked out of the system.
It has allowed those individuals who are underprepared, underfinanced, and under everything else to access higher education and to become a successful citizen. What else is education for?
Recently, FAMU has been criticized for accepting students who don't meet the state's requirements, and the school is now tightened up on who it accepts. FAMU's first 125 years have been full of contradictions, controversy, triumph, and failure, but the school supporters say they continue to look forward. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.